Minutes past 3 o'clock, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me on this Wednesday afternoon, the second last day of February. It's strange, on a regular, ordinary year, it will be the last day of the month, but not this year. It's a leap year, and well, we're doing things differently. It's a huge welcome to Jose. He is the master from Master Movers. Good to have you in the studio.
Thanks, Dave.
We've had a long association with Master Movers. Well, not that long, but it's been a good one, because I believe you've been, the local community knows now that when it comes to moving properly, because there are ways of doing things, you can always do things cheaper and possibly lose half your possessions along the way, or all the angst that goes with it, or you could do things properly. And we tend to favor doing things properly, because that really does pay dividends all round. And I think a lot of folk that have used Master Movers have discovered the difference. So there it is. I'm kind of setting the scene for you, but it's an opportunity, I suppose, to reach out on this almost leap year day to the greater North Coast public and say, how's it?
Thanks, Dave. That's true. Yes, we have had a great response from the Belita community. Thanks for that. Obviously, people are listening to your radio, which is excellent.
Well, I'm so pleased.
And a great shout of for the wonderful support and we receive from the community regarding storage. We're really promoting storage. And, in removals, it's quite a dull and boring business. It's not like you've got a shop front, You phone in and you hardly see your customer only on day of moving. We are getting up to 6 walk-in clients a day.
Well, that obviously means that you are accessible, which helps, because you're not hidden in an industrial park somewhere behind barricades and with access difficulties. That's always good to know. But I think also your style, the whole Master Movers campaign, really, it's professional. It's to the point, and it's the kind of no-nonsense, almost customer-focused, professional business that gives people confidence. They want to then reach out and say, well, I've heard about you, I now need to come and chat to you, and you encourage that.
Absolutely, and hence we are members of the Professional Movers Association. We have a unique system as an industry where we are fiercely competitive with each other, but very much supportive of each other. As far as an association is concerned, we police ourselves, and should anyone have a complaint, you go to the body and they'll really try and facilitate the process. But generally speaking, that happens very rarely, but of course it does happen. But yes, we try to do things the proper way. Most people today are working, even the ladies are working. They're stressing, how am I going to pack? How am I going to look after the kids and throw away the stuff I don't want? All that in a short period of time I got left. That's where we come in.
Extremely stressful. I mean, listen, I just did a spring clean from my tiny office in Stella Road. It nearly killed me. I'm telling you, it was, because it's not just the physical stuff, which is hard enough, but it's also, there's a huge amount of emotion attached to your things. And often when you account for the sentimental value of certain things and you're putting them in the hands of an organization that you hope is going to treat them with the kind of love and respect that you would want them to, but you really don't know. It's a huge leap of faith then to say, well, there goes, remember that old ad that, oh, yes, there goes my old, that truck falling down. And it's been like that in the past. A lot of people have been burned. So it's always a bit of a risk, especially for people that are moving countries. They are strangers in a strange land. And I think the arrival of their precious things, particularly if they have been well catered to, well packed, well sorted, secure, safe, they've arrived. I mean, that sense of joy and reconnection must be indescribable almost.
Absolutely. There's what they say, there's a lot of truth in jesting, Sometimes these things do happen. But fortunately, with a mover like Master Movers and our associates, we try to take that stress away. I mean, the clients may not have the time or enough time, but we do. That's the difference. We have the time. That's our business.
But also, the guys are well trained. They're professional. Exactly. They move in, and it's just it doesn't just happen. I mean, this is a lot of organization behind it, which is what you're getting for when you're paying the price of a really good organization like Master Movers. It's almost priceless, the value you're getting for the money you're paying, and that I think has been tremendously important. And to a large degree, why the Master Movers brand has caught on so fast here.
Yeah, exactly. And we're very pleased with the response, like I said, not only on the storage side, but also the removal side. We run scheduled trucks every week to Cape Town and Johannesburg. Particularly Cape Town has been amazing. A lot of people are moving to Cape Town and vice versa for that matter. Some are coming back or some are coming here for the first time. Yeah. But it's been active. It's been active. We've just been through our main season, which was in October, November, December, and in January. And it wasn't the greatest of months, but it was a normal busy period, and we enjoyed that.
But now you're talking about the Easter period coming up, which is traditionally quite a busy moving. I suppose people get a little bit of a bee in the bonnet and decide we are going to move by Easter. You know, there's these seasons that come in our lives, and Easter is a big one. So those that are listening to us and thinking about, well, here we go, almost ready to rock and roll, you have an idea that maybe people should be planning their move a little bit more.
Yes, that is true. But, reality kicks in and things jump on you before you know it, you're there. But absolutely, if you can, try and move it well, plan it well in advance, because moving is stressful. Don't add to your stress. Put the load on us. We not only literally, but the load of moving on us, the stress. Because it's good to know you could leave us in your home, go to work, and many clients do that. They hand us the keys, go to work, do what you do best, and we will do what we do best.
I always kind of wonder about if you find any contraband. How do you handle it?
Well,
so there's always that stash.
Certain rooms are obviously out of bounds and locked. So for the large part, we've got free rein, and we know what we need to do for the day at least, and we touch base on a daily basis. A big typical 3-bedroom house will take us two and a half, 3 days to pack and wrap. And I suggest that we use double-walled cartons, proper cartons, not pick-and-pay cartons and Woolworths cartons. People rush off and go and get a whole lot of cartons. No, don't do that, because you bear in mind we stack up to 7-8 cartons on top of each other inside our truck when we go to Cape Town.
They're going to burst for sure.
Now, if you take carton number one on the bottom that comes from pick-and-pay, it's going to be half the size of the carton by the time it's finished. So we do not recommend going out there and do it the cheap way. You're going to pay the price. It's going to break. Things are going to break. Yeah. So do it proper, double wall, leave it to us. We'll make sure it gets in one
place. That's pretty much what you do with the storage as well. I know you have a palletized storage solution. Tell us about that.
Yes, very much so. We store in units, and the units typically 220 cubic feet. We were still working cubic feet in our industry. And it's closed, it's sealed, it's packed away, and nobody touches it, not even the vermin, because we have our warehouse facilities fumigated once a quarter.
So important at the coast, particularly. Yeah. Things just tend to love breeding at the coast.
Exactly. So we take good care. We examine things when they leave to make sure what the condition was in the storage, fumigate the pallets all over again, make sure the blankets are clean. Everything that goes in that pallet gets wrapped with protective material.
So you can store long or short term, but it's secure, it's clean, it's safe, it's protected, and when you want to retrieve it, it's just a matter of arriving with a little bit of the magic that comes with Master Movers. I'm sure there's a process. How do you have a code, or how does it work when you want to retrieve your gear?
Well, literally, we arrive with a pallet at your home.
Oh, you deliver.
Depends on the the facilities are lend itself to that, but generally, so it comes straight out the pallet. We take the furniture off, take the wrapping off, or the material, and we dust a bit off if necessary, and we take it inside. From the day that you put it in the pallet, the next time you see it is when it comes out of the pallet.
And it's then you walk in and it's like reconnecting with your life once again.
Exactly.
No mess, no fuss, as they used to say in the old days. And it's just a fantastic continuum. Well, that's marvelous to hear. And for anyone listening to this and wondering how to get in touch with you, what would be the best way?
Well, the best way is to phone us.
You don't want to use every time, apparently, if you use a certain online search engine, you get charged per. So don't do that. Don't go and do a million searches. Just look up mastermovers.co.za and they'll take you straight to the website. End of the story, no mess, no fuss.
Exactly. And then,
yeah, there
our
it is.
Website is freely available, so it's a matter of just looking up the number, the address. We're just literally the other side of the bridge here in Ballito. Very accessible, modern warehouse facility. We're very proud of it. It's actually one of our flagship warehouses, and it's quite scalable because we actually been moving from one into another. It's our fifth unit now.
Wow.
So it's we're very pleased with the reception we've received here.
Going
in
strong.
Ballito, yeah.
Well, and listen, from a personal perspective, we used your Master Movers facility to move just a small load, a member of the family that passed on and left some stuff that needed to come to Ballito. And I thought, wow, you know, it's such a small, insignificant thing. It's a really more irritation than anything else for you guys. But no, it was handled with such professionalism. Incredible. I was so impressed. I mean, we've done a few moves in our lives, but I think yours has raised the bar. So well done to you and the team.
Appreciate
and,
that.
We look forward to doing business for many years to come with Master Movers. And my special guest this afternoon, Jose from Master Movers, would love to make your acquaintance if you're planning a move or even thinking about it. Yeah, sometimes these things happen, and when they happen, the search engine in your brain has got to pop up to the number one suggestion. You heard it on 88 FM. It's got to be mastermovers.co.za. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And the afternoon show continues.